Bruchim Aboim, welcome again. Welcome back and welcome again to the yeshiva for the 15th annual Yachid Kala here in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. You've heard from the previous speakers what you have done in order to come to be here. And each one has his own cheshbon, how much he gave up and how much he's going to gain and whatever. I'd like to leave you with a message of what I think is the idea of what the Yachid Kala is about. I would think that there's no doubt that everyone here in this hall now is a kovei itim l'toyro in one way or another. And he has his siddurim that he learns, davens, learns, and so on, mechanech his children. And Baruch Hashem, he runs a emes Torah life wherever he lives, wherever they are. But I would like to explain to you that those that continue and connect themselves to the yeshiva that they learned, or they would like to learn in, or they will learn in Mirat Hashem, as Baba Moshe explained, I think that we can consider them Bnei Toiro. Not Balabatim, Bnei Toiro, who also are in business, who also do other work as well. But they're introduced to us as Bnei Toiro. Ben Toiro, like a ben, like a son. A son is not always connected to his parents' house. Yazav Ish is over Vesimoy Vedovak Bishto. He leaves his house and he starts his own life, whatever it is. But he always remains a ben. He's always a ben shel. He doesn't come to visit often to see what he's doing. But he's considered a ben of. I think that it's rightfully true to assume that we can introduce those that are here today and those that have been come in the many years that we've been having Yachid Kala are considered to be bnei Toiro. They're bonim of Toiro, which also have another responsibility, whatever it is that takes up a chelik of their time. And regardless of the time they spend, whether it's the time doesn't exactly even out, there's still the kaveh itim, the important part, that it's important that that day does not go by with a chelik of limudat Torah in one way or another. There's a gemore in Chagigo that I would like to read and explain, and I think that this will be the message this evening. Nigmor shteit azei. Divrei chachomim kedarboinois ukemasmoiris netuin bali asufois nosnu meroi echod. Divrei chachomim, the Gemara says that loman nimshalu divrei toiro ledarbon. Darbon is, in the olden days when they would plow a field, they would connect the poro to a plow, and to make sure that the poro should go correctly in the aruga, in the line of planting the field, there would be like a stick of some kind, or maybe today it's like a sensor that there is in today's modern cars that will make a noise to move you back into the lane where you're supposed to be going. This is the darbon that's going to keep you in line, that you keep on irrigating the field exactly where it's supposed to irrigate. So loma nivshalu, noma limshalu, ma darbon ze. This darbon, this stick that they use, mechavin es haporo litlomeho, it keeps the poro in line, that the lines of the aruga that she plants, lohoitzi chayim loilom, that allows her to plant, to irrigate and to plant properly, to bring chayim loilom, to have what to eat. Av divrei toiro mechavnin es lamdehem midarkei misa ledarkei chayim. Divrei toiro are the darbon, that's the sensor that you have to allow you to be able to continue your lohoisi chayi oilom, that it should be to put your darkon ledarkei oilom. A person should be going in the right way, successfully, and to the matorah, that he's supposed to be doing, he should be matzliach in the avodah that he does. אב דברי תוירו מכוונים את לומדיהם מדרכי מיסה לדרכי חיים. פרקתי גמורה, אימא דרבון זה מטלטל, it's not connected permanently. Maybe also av divrei Torah metaltelim. Maybe Torah can also be used as, you know, when you want it, when you need it, you'll connect it. When you don't need it, you let it go away. And I'll learn myself. I'll make up tomorrow for what I do today. Whatever the reason is going to be. Maybe that's what he's going to do. Av divrei Torah metaltelim. The Rima, no. Talmud loima. Masmeros. It's put in the nails. It's connected with the nail that it should be permanent in the place that it's going to be. Therefore, Torah cannot be given today, yes, tomorrow, not, a little bit, tomorrow, whatever, I'll make up for it some other time. No. Torah as a darbon, which navigates the person, the darkei chayim, has to be Torah which is connected with masmerim. It's put in with nails, that it shouldn't, you shouldn't be able to move it. So the Gemara asks, "Ima masmer ze chosa velo yeser?" When you bang a nail into a wall, usually it creates a hole. So in other words, the wall in itself becomes less. There's a chasoron of where the nail is in, the wall, there's that cement or whatever you banged it in is missing. Av divrei Torah chaserim velo yeserim. Maybe that's what happened. So the Gemara, no, Talmud loyma netuin. They're implanted. Ma netuin. Implanted means that it's put in a way that not only does it take up the space, but it also grows. It grows in. It becomes part of the place where the nail is in, like implants, lemoshel, and that continues. It grows. It becomes part of the chet. Nothing is missing. It becomes part of the place where the nail is going to go in. Manetiyazu pora v'rovo. Not only does it say place where it is. Av divrei Torah porim v'rovin. Torah grows and grows, and you become bigger and better in the shmira of the darbon of Torah lahavi mechayi to bring. Chayi oilom mevin etalmideim lelumideim letari letchayi oilom. That is the koyach of what Torah is. Again, Torah is the thing to measure and to make sure that you're going in the right direction and doing what you have to do in the correct way that it should be. It one of the maimorim my Zayde brings that he was once in an apartment building that he was on the fourth floor. I don't know, I doubt it was in the Mir. But still, there weren't such big buildings in the Mir then. And he had to go down in the middle of the night from the top floor to the bottom floor, whatever the reason was. But it's dark. Dark, pitch black. And you can't see anything. You don't know what you're doing, Bichlal. So what did he do? So he held on to the banister, to the railing of the steps, and the steps, even though the steps were like they go around and around, and he was able to hold on to the banister, and that allowed him to go down, to come to the place he was supposed to. He had no idea where he was going. It was totally dark, and he had no idea how long he's going to walk till he gets to the bottom. But he felt safe by the idea that he's holding on to the banister, which is helping him, the railing, helping him to get down to the bottom where he's going to be. So he learned that that's the pshat of the posik, that divrei chachom kedarboinos. Darboinos is this one that you have to hold on, to make sure that you're able to get from one place to the other, not knowing where you're going, not having enough knowledge of where you're going to end up. But one thing you do know, if you'll keep on going together with the handrail, at the end of your walk, you'll get to the place where you're supposed to be going. So he says that's the pshat kemasmeres netuim, implanted. In that maima, he also adds a nekuda which I think is very fitting for our tzibur Baruch Hashem. He says that neitzer matoi kol Yisrael yeshem chelik alum aboshenema ba'amer kulam tzadikim neitzer matoi. Klai Yisrael, the tchuna of a Klai Yisrael is neitzer matoi. They're implanted. A yid implants himself in where he is. Our kol Yisrael yeshem chelik alum abo is because We are implanted in the Eretz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. We're implanted and we allow ourselves to continue and to go, to hold on to the rails that keep us going in the right direction to be able to come to the place where we are supposed to end up and to be. I think that the Gemara, the Pshat in the Gemara is very fitting for Bnei Torah that take off time and devote an extra part of their time in the Netiyah Neitzer Matoi, they implant another chelik. It's not only that they put in the implant l'chatchila that they have all the year that they're working and learning or whatever, but they come to the Mokum Torah and make another implant, and that implant is in the Tuah. It's implanted and it's pore berovo and it becomes bigger and stronger, and it creates a massive of a derech chayim to allow this person to continue in his derech of the bentoyer that he is. The yeshiva is nehene greatly the idea that our talmidim realize that the mokoim where the netiyah is here in the Beis Medrash of the yeshiva, wherever it might be. But the idea of coming back to the yeshiva, coming back to the mokoil of where we learned, where we steiged, where we created another havona of what the tachlis of what are we supposed to be doing, how are we supposed to be the Ovdei Hashem behemes by connecting ourselves to the yeshiva. Ubilonu godoil, if we are able to connect ourselves with this darbon, the darbon, like the Gemara says, it's called Divrei Torah. I think what's going to happen this week, taking this darbon, this stick that's going to keep us in line, going to keep us in line together with the first Seder, a second Seder, a third Seder, a Shir, a Shmuyis, this will keep us connected and put the implant that we have Neitzer Matoi to be implanted into ourselves will be a medica hasloche for us and for your families as well. Because Baruch should help, we should be successful, and each one in his own success, to be vatsliach, to be chazik, mitoyri, yoshamayim, and it should be a zechus for us and for the whole of Klai Yisrael. Thank you very much.